Well, hello, folks, and welcome to This Week in Testing. It's episode 94. It is Friday, the 13th of June, 2025. I'm one of your hosts, Simon Tomes, Community Lead at Ministry of Testing. And I'm joined by the wonderful Judy Mosley. Welcome, Judy. It's lovely to get to co-host with you today. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I have my coffee with me, so my nerves should be satisfied.
Excellent. For the moment. What's your? Because I'm a tea drinker, but I kind of my wife's well into a coffee. So what's your coffee of choice at this day?
It is blueberry. Today is blueberry.
Nice. That sounds very cool. Well, I've gone for a little kind of chai, a masala chai tea with some tea leaves. So I'm just letting them steep at the moment, and I'll find a good moment to pour that out. But it's important. I've got to have our teas and coffees, right?
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, folks, for joining us today. I see there's lots of people in the chat saying hello. So welcome, folks, who are listening to this live. And also hello to everyone who is listening on the podcast. So this week in testing is recorded and available as a podcast. If you unfamiliar, you can grab it on all popular podcast platforms, and you can also find it on a dedicated page on ministryoftesting.com/podcasts. So this is an official Ministry of Testing event, so I'm just going to pop a link in the chat to remind folks about the code of conduct. So the code of conduct is in place if you are in the chat, and if you do join us on stage in a little bit. So please be mindful of that and respectful to each other. Great. Well, I see there's a few bit of technical problems happening. Ah, Lisa, good to see you. Oh, it looks like it's all good for you, Lisa. I'm glad to hear it. That's very cool. Very cool. So this week in testing, Judy, always lots happening, always lots going on. And I guess for those who are new to this week in testing, Judy and I will just have a bit of a chit chat to see how our weeks in testing have been, remind folks what's been happening, what's up and coming in the Motiverse, so the Ministry of Testing universe. And then we will invite you up on stage. There is a way to put your hand up and join the stage to share what you've been up to. We'd love to hear what's been happening in your world, some of the things you've been reading, writing about, sharing, some community members that you want to big up and celebrate. Today is a good opportunity to do that. But before we do that, yeah, let's talk about our week in testing. Judy, how has your week in testing been?
Oh, my week in testing has been really good. It's so interesting. The further I learn about the community, the more that happens. And there's a lot to keep up with. And I don't even try to keep up anymore because so much is happening. But there were a few things that stood out to me. One is Natalia in the Ministry of Testing Slack channel. Natalia brought up how to help people who have been let go or currently looking for work. And I'm actually thinking of, either it would be awesome to have this in the club, because I think a lot of us who have jobs feel for the people that we've worked with and we care about, and sending well wishes is good, but sometimes it's helpful to do more. And so I really appreciated that conversation. And then one fun thing, it's not a struggle, but it's an opportunity at my work where we're trying to figure out how to get users to submit better support tickets. It doesn't just help engineering it just speeds everything up so much more. I've actually worked in support. I did that for a day, actually a couple of days where I work. And sometimes when people say, oh, this page isn't working. And it's just like, okay, thank you for telling us, but what isn't working? And so I actually was on another website this week and I submitted a support ticket myself. And they gave me an outline of how to submit better support ticket, like as a user. And I was like, oh, this, like, we can use our chatbot, because that's what the website did. They use their chatbot to show you how to submit a good support ticket. And so I brought that to my company, and Yeah, they the it was the idea was placed into the right hands, and so they're already talking about like how to add that to our chatbot. So I thought that was a great idea, and I would love to know like if anyone else has experienced that, where you've seen that out in the world, and it's just like it fits your need. So that would be lovely. And then I would say the one bit of good news, which it's all good news, but it's like the automation test suite that I've written for where I work, it caught a bug. And it's one of those tests that I actually don't like. I don't like how I wrote it. It could probably be reworked, but it did the job. And then it got me thinking about the tests that I think are well written, but I don't hear any feedback. And so just the idea of like non-event feedbacks loops, like when are they good, when are they not good? So yeah, my brain's been buzzing in a lot of different ways, actually.
Amazing. Thank you for sharing, Judy. What a cool week. What a busy week as well, by what you've described. I think my mind goes to all different places, but just anecdotally, that kind of, I think we'll always be testing, right? I think with our careers, we just can't help ourselves, whether it's like sharing feedback with a product or service that we happen to be using. I think I shared a link with a newspaper I subscribe to there. They've recently rebranded, and their link to their store was linking to an old version of their store with their old merchandise. So I was like, oh, I'll raise a ticket. And I was just like, just can't help myself, right? But I think it's a good thing. So I kind of feel like it's our duty to help those engineering teams like see stuff that perhaps they haven't spotted. I think it would be a disservice if we didn't. The other thing, and I need to add this as a memory on Ministry of Testing. So, for those unfamiliar, people can now upload photos, videos, and diagrams, whatever they like, and use Ministry of Testing as a microblogging site under the memories page. But I was in a supermarket and there was a self-checkout that was in the process of booting itself up again. And it was amazing just to look at the logs that were churning out on the screen. So, I properly geeked out, like, I was like, ah, that's what it's trying to do. Oh, it's loaded that service and oh, that service has failed and all that stuff. And like, yeah, I was just like, I had took a little video footage of it and a few photos. And I wonder if the people in the store are like, what's that guy doing? It's like, I work in tech. I can't help myself but look at the log files that are appearing on the screen and trying to decipher what they mean. So
That's so
it's so
funny.
a lot of fun. A lot of
You get
fun.
announced like, no worries, I'm a tester.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, hey, if we don't have that t-shirt already, we should have it. No worries, I'm a tester. I love
So
it.
yeah, how was your week in testing?
Yeah, good. I mean, there's always so much good stuff going on at Ministry of Testing, and it's hard. We were talking before we went live today, Judy, that it's hard to sometimes summarize it all and give an overview of what's happening behind the scenes and what we're excited about. Because we're always excited about so much. But some things I do want to call out. Rosie Sherry, the CEO and founder of Ministry of Testing, is recording conversations with people who are leading with quality. Just really good discussions about what is important in organizations right now, where we see the world of quality engineering going, some reflections on existing models, things that are happening in the world, and just to try and get more of a sense of how diverse the community is and how there are so many different contexts, and we really start to want to truly understand like real life examples of what's really happening within companies, obviously respecting privacy and IP and all of that stuff. So yeah, there's been some recordings happening. So it was lovely to see the first one go live earlier this week with Lisa Crispin. So Lisa, who has joined us in the audience today. And Lisa, yeah, if you want to, feel free to pop up on stage a little bit later and perhaps you can give your take on some of the things that you and Rosie discussed. But that talk is now available on ministryoftesting.com. Have a look for it on the homepage. It is titled, How Can We Be Continuously Curious? So covering many good topics. I don't want to give much away because I do encourage people to go check it out. But there's plenty more coming. We've got some really wonderful people lined up who have got some brilliant experiences. They're going to share so much more about how they lead with quality and how the companies lead with quality as well. So, yeah, always excited. Oh, and just a comment from Gary Hawks in the chat. I watched that, really enjoyed it. Oh, nice one, Gary. Glad to hear that. That's cool. And a comment from Lisa. I was so chuffed to get to do that with Rosie. She has so many insights I hadn't thought of. Yeah, I'm with you on that, Lisa. Rosie's got a knack of playing back someone's knowledge and experience back to them. And then, because she sees so much, because she's like, she really is the ultimate systems thinker. She can join up the dots in a very clever way. What's going on in the community and what's trending and what's really happening across many different places. Yeah, I'm glad to hear you. You were chuffed to get to do that with Rosie, Lisa. Thank you. Thank you for being part of it. It's wonderful that you are up for it. Cool. I guess another thing to mention, we have gone live with the Software Testing Essentials Certificate module number 14. So this will help people get better at their test planning. And there's it's a good section on what to do when your testing is seen as a blocker and like how to overcome that. So yeah, for those unfamiliar, do go check out the Software Testing Essentials certificate. It is an incredible thing for people who are new to testing. If they really want to just really understand what it means to become a testing professional, a QA professional, that is really the thing for them. Not only do you get to like kind of develop your knowledge, you build out a portfolio, and that's what's really exciting about it. There's so many exercises and activity that you create a body of evidence that you can share with a potential employer, or perhaps you're vying for a promotion or a benefits increase. You create evidence, and it's just so powerful. So excited with what's going on with STEC. And the wonderful Sarah Deary, who's part of the Ministry of Testing team, is leading that project. It's a huge project, but she's doing such a fantastic job of bringing so many community members together to contribute to that. Great. Oh, and Judy, one more thing. I know we probably should get some people up on stage, but the one thing I do want to mention, something to look out for next week, is the next live episode of Software Testing Live. This is with Ben Doan and Callum Akers-Ryan. It's going to be a good one. They are going to be shifting left. They're going to be exploring requirements documents, describing their process, how they can find risks within documentation. It's going to be a good one. So very excited. So just, yeah, behind the scenes, kind of prepping for that, getting clarity on what it is they'll be exploring and some of the ideas around that. But Ben, for those who are unfamiliar, Ben and Callum are brilliant exploratory testers, as well as many other things, but they will do such a fantastic job of describing what it is they're testing, why they're testing it, and the notes that they will take. If folks haven't joined a Software Testing Live, you can get the recordings available on ministrytesting.com. Just search for Software Testing Live and you'll be able to get access to that. And yeah, you'll see what it's all about. Judy, so what do you reckon? Should we get some people up on stage? Is now a good time to do that?
Yeah, I think so.
Cool. Okay, well, this is where we have fun with the technology. So Crowdcast, we wouldn't say it's the most reliable service, but we do love it. If you do want to join the stage, let me just bring... for those who are watching live and can see the screen, I'll just quickly leave that on screen, but move on to the next one. There is a raise hand feature that you can press a little button next to the chat box to notify us as hosts that you would like to come up on stage for a conversation. If you are unable to do that, please leave a message in the chat. We'll keep an eye on the chat. We'll make a note of who would like to come up on stage and we will bring you onto the stage for a conversation. And I see Ollie Fairhall. Hey, Ollie, good to see you. Has mentioned, oh, there's a raise hand option on iOS. Hey, that's cool. I think that might be a new one then. I think you might be alluding to. But if you are joining on a mobile app, historically, we've had a bit of audio issues when you join via the app and recommend using a mobile browser session instead. But see how you get on. It might have been resolved.
I think I see Miriam's hand raised.
Yeah, let's do it. Judy, do you want to do the honors and bring Mariam up on stage? And I will sip my tea whilst it's a good time for me to grab my tea and be quiet.
sounds good. I actually have a technical question. Do I step to main stage, to the wing, or stage left?
Main stage. You got it. Thank you for asking that question.
Excellent. Hello, Mariam.
Hello, everyone.
How are
Hello.
you? How was your weekend in testing?
It's been fantastic. Thank you for asking. But first of all, I want to congratulations to Judy for your first time co-hosting this weekend testing.
Thank you.
Know it's an exciting experience. Another thing, I wanted to share that I told you that I was going to speak on an event I did last week. So I spoke in at Africa's Product Quality Engineering Conference. This was my first time public speaking. The title of my contribution was Evolution of Testing Jobs in AI-Driven Environments. So I was a little bit nervous, not little bit. I was really nervous when I before the talk, but once I started, I think it went well, and I had some feedback after that it was good. So I hope that I could, how let's say, that the audience may make use of what some insights I said. But I was talking in this conference, but I was thinking about the Ministry of Testing because I wanted to because if I hadn't these experiences with the co-hosting this weekend testing before and hosting meetups thanks to Ministry of Testing, I think I wouldn't have the audacity to accept this invitation to speak in this conference. Thank you, Ministry of Testing, and thank you everyone who encouraged me before and gave me tips about the public speaking, about everything. I was really thinking about you all and pitched a little bit about the Motiverse also, and I'm proud and I'm happy about what I did last week, and this is it.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. And I love how these spaces give us the chance to practice. Like I'm not shy about saying that being in a forum and a place like this makes me nervous enough not to eat breakfast. But it's all about practice. And I know that. And I love how you said that once you got started, it went fine, and I'm sure that you did well, and I'm so glad that you got good feedback. And yeah, I just love that we have this community to come as we are and to try the things that feel hard, but those things will build into other opportunities. So I love that.
So cool, Mariam. Congrats. Oh, it's brilliant. I'm just so chuffed for you and that experience you've had. And yeah, just keep going, right? There's more people need to hear what you've got to share. More people need to be inspired by your knowledge and experience. And yeah, long may that continue. And of course, yeah, amplifying what you shared there, Judy. Yes, thank you for your kind words about the community. I mean, we're all here to support each other, right? And that's what it's all about. So yeah, I love the fact, Mariam, that you get to co-host This Week in Testing, and yeah, we should book in some more times to do that for sure. But amplifying your words, Judy, I think it's brilliant you saying once you get started, it went fine. I think we could all do with that reminder all the time, right? Yeah, still speaking openly and honestly, this is episode 94 of This Week in Testing. I still get nervous before every episode. I still go, I can't have a proper lunch. What's going to happen? All of this stuff. And I'm not saying that as a brag, but it's more just like, even with the experience of doing this kind of thing, it can still feel a little bit overwhelming. But the audience want you to do well, and that's what it's all about. Very cool, Mariam. Thank you for sharing your week in testing. And yeah, stick around. So thinking about some of Judy's observations this week. Yeah, I'd really like that concept of, yeah, finding test strategies and ideas from the real world. I wonder if anyone in our audience today can think of some examples of stuff that you do in the real world, whether it's the physical world or the online world, away from your kind of work environment, where you can kind of learn from that and bring it into your testing strategy. So that's something to think about if you wanted to come up on stage and discuss that topic a little bit more. I think it's a really interesting one. And if you don't want to do that, then hey, we've got another 30 or so minutes to continue to chat. So feel free to put your hand up, tell us about your week in testing. Maybe for some people in the audience, I can see that this week they've posted some memories. Again, I'm going to keep talking about the memories feature because it's an important one where you can microblog about something that's on your mind, something that you feel is important to share. And I know I can see some folks in the live chat right now who have done that this week. So if those people, and I'm not going to say names or put pressure on people because that's not very nice, but if you were inclined to come up on stage and tell us about the memory that you posted, what was the thinking behind it? What's the story? Please tell us. And then folks can go check it out after the event and be inspired by what you shared. And maybe they create their own memory. I mean, this is the cool thing about the memories feature. It's just you can get your thoughts out into the world. And as Ministry of Testing, we can promote that and put that out to others.
It looks like we've got... Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, Mariam, go for it.
Yes, I think I shared yesterday or the day before a memory of MOT League. It's not really testing, but Judy had a very funny, not that funny, but interesting experience with other testers who joined us. It's a great experience. I think it's a really, I think it's another way to keep us together, or because we are living virtually most of the time and sharing our tastes in music. And yes, Gary, I am the music queen, and I was I nailed it for these rounds, but it's still going on. So if you want to come and join us, it will be great. I can share the link to the league and come, and we will have fun together. It's great, Judy. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. I can offer a little more context, but there's a site called Music League, and you join a league, which I created. Well, I experienced this at my work and had a lot of fun with it, and so I brought it over to Ministry of Testing, and you submit a song to vote, and then we vote on the songs, and then someone, depending on how many songs were submitted, there will be like the top three songs, and it's just each round is its own category, and so we select a song from that particular round, and I love it because I get to hear songs that I would have never picked otherwise. And I feel like for those that maybe were born a while back, like myself, like that's kind of how you got to know people. You'd get in their car and they would have their CDs all in this, not in a rack, but it was like, it was just this thing you could flip through without all their music CDs. And like, that's another way you got to know people. And I loved that. And I missed that. And so I kind of feel like this is a new way of doing that, is seeing what people like to listen to and what they enjoy and learning their music taste. I will say, I see Preeti has her hand raised.
Yes. Let's get Preeti up on stage, but do stick around, Mariam. It's great to have you up on stage, and feel free to jump in at any point as well. Oops, I think Preeti. Yes, I clicked a button that said invite, and then I accidentally clicked the uninvite button, but it looks like that didn't take effect, and you should be up on stage. Preeti,
I think I'm there.
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. How has your week in testing been?
Yeah, so thank you for having me on stage. And definitely, as you said, invite, uninvite. So this feels like another book there in CrowdCrest. Yeah, regarding week in testing, it was again a good one, I would say. And usually it is like more good when we find unexpected bugs somewhere around other websites or something you're trying to do but not able to do. Like yesterday, I was trying to post something there on LinkedIn and trying to tag an organization there, but unfortunately, I was not able to get that organization there the right way, and I was unable to post because I was not able to tag there. I tried log out, log off, all those scenarios, what should be there, what comes in a tester's mind there, that it should work, because hardly we see these websites who are like much popular, but hardly we see any bugs there. But that's the first thought came to my mind. No, it should work. I have often done this in past, and why I'm not able to tag a organization there. But definitely I thought, okay, maybe something at the background happening. I'll try again the other morning. And again, the next morning I tried, but it didn't work. So I was very happy to raise the issue to the LinkedIn for that one. And I felt like this is something coming from a tester's eyes or experience, I would say. So yeah, this was something that it the best, I would say, this week. And we were talking about the memories. I did share a memory this week in MOT there. Well, the pic I sent there was shared there was with Christine, and it was like from last year's Stage Bash 2024, where I was like talking with Christine about how she works, what about her organization and all those things. And she was there as a speaker as well. So I was like talking to her, and I was like, I don't want to lose this memory, and I would like to have a pic with you. And then Christine was like, but we cannot miss the hat there. It should be their hat on both of us, on both of our heads. So this was something I was like going and browsing through my gallery there, and I found this pic. I remember the conversation what we had, the discussion, the talks a year ago. And that was like, again, a flash and reminded me of all the things there, and that made me to post this here as a memory in Ministry of Testing there. So folks, just have a look on that as well. It's like really a nice one. Me and along with Christine Pinto having a hat on our heads. So it's like a testing with a hat.
It's a brilliant photo, Preeti, and I'm so glad you posted it. It's the power of a memory like that, right? And it's also like you reminded me that you essentially had a test bash match. But where both of you are wearing hats. And I think we've run this in the past, and we might run it again this year, where unofficially you try and find a match, like what's something similar, like maybe you're both wearing glasses, or maybe you both grew up in a certain town together, or you're both wearing a blue jumper or something like that. So you can have a test bash match. And it's just a fun way to kind of, for those folks who might feel a bit uncomfortable in an in-person setting, like trying to break the ice and just kind of get to meet someone, and it's a way to introduce yourself to someone, and it makes for a brilliant photo as well. And these memories are important, which also reminds me, Preeti, you recently got involved in the Hello, My Name is Test Bash Selfies Challenge. So for anyone who is attending Test Bash, you can still grab your ticket at ministrytesting.com/testbash. If you are attending, we would love for you to share a selfie and describe a little bit of about yourself and why you're coming, and you know, who you want to kind of catch up with. So we have a collection that you can look out for, and if you post a memory, we will add it to that collection. So we've got a whole page that's growing of people that will be attending in person at Test Bash. It's lovely. It's becoming a real collection. And thank you, Sarah, who is sharing. For those listening live on the chat, there is a link to that collection. Do join in. There are instructions on the first memory on how to get involved. It is hopefully pretty straightforward. But I love the fact that I want us to at least get to 99 selfies, where you could just turn up to the event and go, there's all these people I want to meet because they shared a selfie, and literally set yourself a challenge to try and tick off every person and then get a selfie with that person. And then we could create a whole new collection of two people's selfies based on the selfies. It's getting very meta, but I get overly excited about these kind of things. And yes, indeed, Sarah Kitchener will be at the registration. So they are saying, Sarah is saying hi in the chat right now. So yeah, maybe in fact we could have a collection of who could get a photo with Sarah. Although saying that, that would probably cause problems in the sense that we want to get people in into Test Bash as quickly as possible and get them stuck in. But there will always still be times for photos, is what I'm trying to say. And thank you, Natalia, sharing on the chat. It's a very simple thing to do. Literally takes 2 minutes. I tested. Yes, Natalia led the testing effort on the selfie challenge and it passed. And it's, yeah, now in production. Wonderful. Thank you for sharing, Preeti. Please do stick around on the stage. It's lovely to hear from you. And also, yeah, to hear you raising issues with large tech such as LinkedIn.
Yeah, okay. Regarding the selfies, that reminds me that I need to have some space in my photos so that I can take new photos there. So I need to transfer those to my cloud system so that I have enough space to take new selfies there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good. I mean, that's good planning ahead, right? I think maybe we could include that on a checklist, like things to do before you go to Test Bash. Make sure your device has enough space to take at least 100 photos.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. But talking of which, though, I think if folks do want to start a thread on the club about some top tips to get the most out of experiencing Test Bash, please do go ahead and start it. For those who have been before, it would very much help anyone who's new to it, who considers himself a newbie. A two-day in-person conference, not just Test Bash, but any type of conference can feel overwhelming. So there's some good advice and experiences for people to share. So we very much welcome that. If anyone out there would like to start a thread on how to make the most of your time at Test Bash, yeah, I think that would make for a helpful post.
I would agree on that. I haven't been to Test Bash. I hope to make it someday, but I went to a quality assurance conference last year, and you could just see the introverts everywhere because there was all these tables and there was literally one person to a table. So maybe including like an introvert's guide to having fun at Test Bash might be good, because yeah, I'm an introvert myself, and so it was just kind of funny seeing all of us, like, we have our own space and we know we should talk to people, but we're also struggling. So it might be good to have some little icebreakers that aren't corny, if that's possible. But
yeah, it's a great idea, Judy. Just off the bat, some of the things we try and do and we'll continue to do is, like, if somebody sees that someone's by themselves, is respectfully go up to them and ask if it's okay to say hi and have a chat, but kind of making that intentional effort for those who are a bit more confident, a bit more experienced, to do that. To go up to someone and say, "Oh, how did you find the last talk? Or what are you going to have for lunch?" Just kind of lightweight things like that can kind of get you into it. But just respecting that some people might not want to talk, they might be gathering their thoughts or just need a bit of space, feeling overwhelmed. So there's certainly that fine line. I think the other thing we try is I think some people refer to it as like the Pac-Man approach. So if there's a group setting or there's a group of people chatting, if the circle is closed, like, for someone at least to acknowledge that it's closed and then step back and then let at least one space. So if you can imagine the shape of Pac-Man, like the little mouth is open. So you're literally saying to other people, come and join the conversation, come and get involved, see what we're up to, instead of having a closed circle where there's no physical entry point for someone to join in. So that's always a nice one to consider. Yeah, making space for people to participate if they want to, and in openly inviting people in. Of course they can say no, and no one's ever going to coerce anyone into having a conversation that they don't want to have. But yeah, it's conferences are fascinating spaces and can feel very intense, but they're also wonderful as well.
If I may, Simon?
Yeah, go for it, Marianne. Jump on in.
The idea came from my school's nephew. She was new to the school and she was a little bit alone, but the school was like having a special bench where you can sit down. And you go and sit in there, so people could know that you don't have friends or you don't have someone to talk to, and you could do the same thing, a special place where people can go, a special perhaps table or something, where people can go and sit. And that's where it will be an invitation to others to go to them because it's not like they can't just write it down or the thing. But when they go to the table, others will know that they need company or they have, okay. So this.
I love it. It's a great idea. It's a great idea, Marianne. Thank you for sharing. And yeah, lots of ideas coming through on the chat as well. Good conversation about kind of energy levels and how people can identify accordingly. It's nice to see you from Gary. I'm really looking forward to meeting so many of you. I class myself as an introvert in denial. Some suggestions about color coding and some uncertainty around that. Alexander is an ambivert. So which badge should I wear? Indeed. AJ calling out that she loved the color in a duck activity last year. Oh yeah, that's very cool. Emily, my partner says I need to go on introvert understanding training. Brilliant. We'll see if we can set that one up. That's great. And Michael amplifying. Thank you, Michael, for sharing just the importance of inclusivity. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it's very important. And it's something we do take very seriously at Ministry of Testing, is that we want people to have a good experience at Test Bash. They're there to learn. They've made the effort to take the time out of their day-to-day, whether that's kind of busy projects that they're working on or part of a career break or whatever their circumstances, away from family and friends and people that they might be caring for. So yeah, we have to ensure that folks have as best experience as they can have and that it meets their needs. We do feel that it is more than a conference. It sounds a bit kind of abstract. Yet for us at Ministry of Testing, Test Bash has started now, like getting people to add selfies, people joining This Week in Testing to talk about Test Bash. This is Test Bash. This is part of the experience. And I know for some folks that can't make it, whether that's due to budget constraints or location, and they can't come to Brighton in the UK, we still want you to be part of Test Bash and get involved and share all the good stuff that can happen, not just within that 2-day period. It's often quite hard, I think, for us as Ministry of Testing to articulate that, but we are trying our best to emphasize that Test Bash has already begun. So yeah, do get involved in the many ways that you can. It's all super exciting. Lots of good stuff.
That's awesome.
Judy, shall we do a time check? So how are we doing? We've got about maybe, 10 or so minutes left before we have to wrap up today's episode. So yeah, where should we go next? Let's try and see if someone else in the audience is up for joining us. And yeah, feel free to add to what's already been shared today, or if you want to start off a new topic, then you're more than welcome to do. And yeah, jump on in. Tell us what you've been up to this week. What's exciting? Maybe you've been reading something about, I don't know, some new innovations in another LLM. I know it's all moving pretty fast. I know we've had lots of keynotes from the big tech out there recently. And if you want to comment on that stuff and how that might impact you, the jump in the iOS from, I think it's going from 18 to 26, if I remember correctly. Plus you had Google's keynote talk the other day. That was fascinating. There's a lot of very fast-paced, interesting things happening in the world of tech that has an impact on what we do on a day-to-day. So yeah, if you want to talk about that, feel free to jump on up. If you don't, I do recommend folks head over to the Observatory. This is part of ministrytesting.com, where we as a community do research on things that are important to the world of testing, QA, quality engineering, all sorts of topics. But we will actively find and add links to things that we believe are interesting. And folks can also add items to the Observatory if you have a professional membership. So if you have a blog post that you're writing, you can add a link to your blog post and assign it to your profile so it will appear on your profile page. Or perhaps you spotted the talk from someone in the community and you want to big up their talk. You can add it to the Observatory and tag it to them. They will receive a little notification, a little star to say that they've been part of an Observatory observation. And that's just very cool, right? There's lots of ways for people to earn community stars, and adding stuff to the Observatory is one such way. Great. Okay, folks. Well, I do see there is Emily would like to join us. So yeah, Judy, do you want to do the honors and bring Emily up onto stage?
Yes.
Hello, team.
Hey, Emily.
Hi, I just wanted to basically say thank you to everybody. I posted last week and asked for some examples of feedback that had been given, and I got a load of those through as messages and replies on that club post. So it's really helped me to build out my slides, and I just, really appreciate the involvement from everybody.
And is this for, I'm guessing this is for an upcoming talk. What's the title and where are you giving it?
Yeah, so I'm speaking at Ministry of Testing in Athens, and
Right.
my talk is about how raising quality book cards makes you a better quality leader. So the idea being that if you're already in the habit of raising book cards that have steps to reproduce and context behind them, then you're able to give effective feedback using a similar formula.
That is very cool, Emily. And I'm so glad you got, there's loads of replies on that club post. It's brilliant. And I love the concept and that you'll be speaking in Athens and folks will get to hear from you again, which is brilliant. So yes. Yeah, thanks for joining on stage. Judy, has your if you are talking, apologies if I'm talking over you or interrupting. I wondered if your microphone may have, we might have lost your audio input.
Can you hear me right now?
Yes, hear you right now.
Okay.
Yes, wonderful. So yes, I will stop and let you continue.
Oh, no, I think it's so exciting. That's one thing that I have not done yet is attended a Ministry of Testing meetup. I know there's one in Cincinnati and I get notification for it, and it's one of those things where bandwidth is very much complicated is probably the best word, having time to attend. But Emily, I love that you're going to give your talk and that you've gotten so much good feedback. And please let us know how it goes, because how are you feeling about it?
Well, to be honest, my slides have changed shape quite a lot over the past week. I showed them to a friend of mine last Friday, and because obviously it's based on book cards, I was using a visual that was similar to Jira or Microsoft's like Azure DevOps, or imagine Trello. And the slides, I had a good idea, but the concepts visually was just really boring. So now they are like fantasy themed. There's different characters. There's a king and a princess and gnome and all these sorts of things. And I'm talking about how you have to take somebody on a journey and make sure that they understand the story that you're telling and these sorts of things. So the slides are now much more interesting to look at, and I'm working on cutting it down so it actually fits within the amount of time I have to speak, because I do want to give examples at every single stage so that it's actionable and people can take something away from that talk. But to do that, I've got to, make space to fit so many examples.
Well, we're all super excited for your progress on that, Emily. And yeah, amplifying what Judy shared, we'd love to kind of get your take on how it goes, some of your key learnings after the experience. And yeah, some of the feedback you got would be very cool to hear that for sure. I see in the chat, Michael Close, thank you for sharing. I haven't made a meetup in too long. Really want to make it an aim to get to one this year. Yeah, go for it, Michael. If it does work for you, head on over to ministryoftesting.com/meetups, and that would give you an idea of where your closest meetup may be. And if not, then do have a chat with us. Do have a chat with Rosie, and we can help anyone set up a meetup in their local area. That's the beauty of it. We have lots of resources and things available to help you get set up. And just make it happen. For example, Mariam leads a meetup and it's just brilliant. like just bringing the community together. In fact, Miriam, there's one coming up fairly soon. I was putting it on the newsletter. I can't remember the exact date, but yeah, if you want to remind the audience, that'd be very cool.
Thank you, Simon, for bringing that up. Yes, it was supposed to be tomorrow, but it was postponed for the 13th.
I remember now. Yeah.
30th of June, hopefully. Yes. We couldn't manage to find the venue for tomorrow. So it was postponed for the 30th and it will be online.
Brilliant. And that's the cool thing about, while we do say meetups are local, and for those local meetups that end up running it online, then folks are just welcome to join, right? And there'll typically be a talk, an opportunity to connect with other community members. So yeah, just go for it. So yeah, the Tunis meetup on Monday, the 30th of June.
Yeah, I wanted it to be in person. I desperately wanted it to be in person, but things went. There was a misunderstanding and it didn't go well. But I think that in person, it's a good thing to have online meetups because it's more accessible to more people. But I think that in-person meetups can help people network better. And it has a special thing, I think. Hopefully, I'll succeed in organizing one very soon. Thank you for bringing that up.
100%, Mariam. Loads more opportunities to get folks together in person, that's for sure. And I guess as I kind of reflect on the blended mix of being online and also being in person and finding various ways for us to do that as a community. I wonder what this week in testing would look like in person. That was quite a meta reflection then. But I love the fact that we can meet on a call every week, similar time, and I do appreciate it. That time might not be accessible for all time zones, which is always a tricky thing when it comes to global community, is finding the right time. But having said that, it is cool that we get to meet as a community, hopefully zero pressure with video cameras being off. I know sometimes we do have trouble with the tech there. And thank you to Peter earlier on highlighting a bit of choppy audio. Yes, that can indeed happen with Crowdcast. I think we've noticed when someone uses the mobile Crowdcast app that the audio can be a little bit choppy. But thank you for bearing with us when we face a few little technical difficulties here and then. But I think if Emily is still with us, I know she's jumped off the stage, but if she can still hear us, we could hear you loud and clear, just with a bit of audio breakup, but we could still 100% understand what you were sharing. So that was great. AJ mentions in the chat, this week in testing in person sounds cool potentially for a corner in a meetup, twit bite sizes. Yeah, I like you thinking, AJ. Very cool. And Lisa shares a comment, I need to find some online meetups. Yeah, I'm hearing you, Lisa. Hopefully there are more opportunities available for people to join things online. And I guess if online meetups aren't an option, things like Software Testing Live, it's what I say, it's like a meetup. I mean, it's very much practical. You get to see two testing QA quality engineering professionals doing their thing, but there is live chat. You kind of get that sense of being with a good group. So yeah, that's certainly one. And like this is to everyone listening, do consider coming to the next Software Testing Live. It's got a bit of a meetup vibe, an online meetup vibe, even if it isn't an official meetup. But yeah, do go check that out. Great.
So exciting.
Yeah, lots going on. It's a lot happening and it's sometimes hard to keep up, but we encourage folks to keep checking the Ministry of Testing homepage. It does change daily, maybe on average two or three new things every day will get featured on the homepage. Sometimes we've had up to eight different things happening on the homepage. So that is your kind of gateway into the Motiverse, so the Ministry of Testing universe, where you can discover so much. And I'd encourage people to use their exploratory testing skills to go explore, particularly go and visit the footer of the website. You will go down lots of rabbit holes on the various links that are on the footer of ministryoftesting.com. It's a lot of fun. You can get to geek out and explore and connect with the community and learn from each other and contribute. You can now, actually a recent change, if you click on the members link at the bottom of ministryoftesting.com, it takes you to our dedicated community stars page. So this is very exciting. So anyone who is receiving at least one community star a month will appear on that page. Click on someone's profile, have a look at the reason why they received that star. It's a lovely way to celebrate the community and also to get ideas about how you might get yourself a community star each month. So yeah, do go check it out and go exploring. Right. Okay. Judy, before we officially sign off for today, is there anything else you'd like to share before we do that?
I do just want to say that I love the stars. Like, I'm not the Sneetches from Dr. Seuss, where they get stars. But I do love our Ministry of Testing stars. There have been times where I may not be having the best day and I'll get a star for some reason that I didn't expect at all. And it just makes things better. So I really appreciate that feature and that we get to celebrate each other in that way.
I'm so glad to hear that, Judy. I think it's important that we do amplify and celebrate each other. So for those unfamiliar, the Community Stars feature, it started on the club, but we brought that on to ministryoftesting.com. At the moment, it's just Team MOT that can dish them out. But we would love to get to the point where more folks can administer stars. It shouldn't be Rosie and I, for example, and the rest of the team, Sarah and Sarah and Andrew. We can't spot everything that's going on in the community. And I know we are missing out on celebrating community members. So there is an opportunity for us to probably, first of all, expand it to our Ministry of Testing ambassadors to give them permission to dish out stars. We haven't quite got to that stage yet, but I'm sure we will do at some point. And maybe all professional members will be able to get that permission at some point soon as well. But yeah, watch this space.
Yeah, I also second Judy for this one, because sometimes I get a notification on my email that you got a star. I'm like, now what? I did nothing. But actually, when I go back to see why the star was given, oh, I was indirectly involved somewhere and somebody tagged me. That's why I got the star. So those are like, I'm not directly somewhere available, but in an indirect way, or there are other ways to get the community stars as well. So I feel quite happy in that sense as well.
Ah, so glad to hear that, Preeti. That's very cool. And also just calling out Elise in the chat, got my first stars this week. Thank you. No, thank you, Elise. You were sharing some feedback about how we can better connect the MOT profile page and the club profile page, which is something you kind of prompted us to investigate that a little bit more. There is a bit of a disconnect between the club, which is hosted on a community platform called Discourse, and the Ministry of Testing platform, which is self-built by our team or by us. So we would love to find a way to make it easier for someone to go from their club profile to their MOT profile. So thank you, Elise, for prompting us to do that. And of course, you get a star for that, the shared feedback with Team MOT, which is wonderful. Great. Okay, folks. Well, we are going to wrap up today's session. Thank you to everyone who's listened to This Week in Testing live. And also, if you're listening on the podcast, do try and join one live if you can. But if that doesn't quite work for you, then the podcast is the way to come back to this and revisit some of the conversations, take some notes, and maybe it sparks a memory. Put a memory up on the site, start a conversation on the club, or do something else with the information, bring it to your team, kind of just take it and do good things with the information that's been shared today. There's a lot of good stuff going on, and we should continue to share that across the Motiverse and beyond. So thank you to our listeners, and thank you to those who joined us on stage today, to Mariam, to Preeti and Emily and Judy. Wow, what can I say? Thank you so much for co-hosting. It's been an absolute pleasure to co-host with you today, Judy. It's been brill. I hope we can do this again sometime soon. And yeah, we'll go from there.
Sounds great. This has been lovely.
Brilliant. Fantastic. Okay, folks. Well, enjoy the rest of your day. Have a lovely weekend. And we will see you around the Motiverse. Speak to you all soon. Bye for now.